Like us at Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Radio Warwickshire.
Hello everyone, it's Monday, it's 10 o'clock, and it's time for another social media surgery with me, Gary Jones. Now, I hope you've all had a fantastic week, and the social media surgery is back answering your questions all about social media. Now, on this week's show, we're going to be asking the question, how do you measure success on social media? We're going to be talking to you about a daily video challenge which I did and which other people are doing, which is helping them change their business. And also how to use a networking hour on Twitter, plus also my top 5 tips how for you to get the most out of Twitter. So I've got a really cool show today. It's going to be full packed of loads of really cool information and you've got a chance to participate as well. So let's get started. Now, as I said at the start, social media is a bit of a tricky one to measure the rate of return sometimes on it. So I put on Facebook yesterday, how do you know if your social media is working for you? I got a few comments which actually sum up how I feel this question should be answered. Now, I think for me, ultimately, it depends on what you want to get out of it. Now, if you want to generate sales, then it's a great way of doing it. If you want to create awareness in your brand and your company, it's also another great way of doing it. But the main thing is you need to decide what success means to you before anybody else can measure that. So when I asked this question, I put it into my Limited Hour Networkers group and I got a few answers. One person said, I get sales. So when I asked her about that, I went into a little bit more detail. So I said, if it was sales, do you set targets for yourself? She says no, but it's consistent. And because she knows she's going to get consistent sales from it, or a consistent output or input of information, she's happy with that. So her measure is sales. Someone else put a very interesting comment, and that was, again, asked the same question. And he put, do people comment on your post, inquire about what you do, or just like? I think when people share, then you have cracked it. And I think that's quite an important thing. So I put, like it. So it's about creating good content that helps people so they share it. And he replied, yes. And by the numbers, you can see if it's working. It's wise to repeat though, as some people might miss a first run. And then when you can post can be a factor, time, day, night, etc. And he's dead right. So he's got some really good tips in that little statement. Because he's saying, actually, you need to check your numbers to make sure they're working. You need to repeat it just in case people have missed it. Because of, you know, you don't know where they're on social media. They might be walking the dog while you're posting something. They might not check it for another couple of hours. In that another couple of hours, people might have commented more, so therefore that post would have gone down and down and down, and actually, you might not have seen it. So, really, really good tips. But you need to make sure, again, for him, it's about creating the content and then sharing it and liking it. Someone else put, I get inquiries, comments, bookings, etc., which is great. And, again, when I said, does she set targets? This person does. So setting targets for some people works, some people don't. Just depends on what you prefer. And then I asked someone else about it, and the last reply came, I smash my own targets. So when I said about these targets, do you make the targets first and then create the post around these? And she went, yes. This lady's really good for planning. She plans her goals and what action needs to be taken so she can get the reaction that she wants. So what she does is she has a plan. Let's say, create awareness over this or drive website traffic to this or sell X amount of tickets for this. Then she creates a social media post around it. So just by asking that really quick open question, how do you know if your social media is working for you? We get a range of answers. I mean, these are answers that I didn't know what was going to happen, but some of the common answers you get are sales, or get more sales, get people commenting on your post, inquire about what you do, you like, and then share your content, and get inquiries, comments, bookings, and some top tips from there. You set targets, you plan what you're going to, the action you're going to put out, well, around the target, and then you can actually put your social media strategy around that. You can repeat your posts because people might miss them, and it all needs to be consistent. So, quick question to you, how do you know if your social media is working for you? Please comment on Twitter using the username @LeamingtonHour. I would love to know what you think.
Radio Warwickshire.
Now, I'm just going to give myself a quick plug, because on Wednesday the 11th, I'm holding the last Twitter workshop that I'll be doing in a 2-hour format. It's £25 to come to, and it's held at the Fat Pug in Leamington Spa. Now, if you want to improve your Twitter, and you want to get results from it, or even if it's not that high level, and you just want to know how to use it, how to tweet, how to retweet, how to grow your audience, how to interact on it, then this is a session for you. During a 2-hour session, we'll be breaking it down into different sections, and afterwards you'll be able to take my 13-week e-course free of charge. That's alone worth £50, and that will help you communicate better, grow your audience, and also talk to more people on Twitter. So if you're free between 11 and 1, please join me at the Fatpug in Leamington Spa for this week, for the last Twitter workshop.
Radio Warwickshire.
Now, I did something a few weeks ago which actually scared the bejesus out of me. I have been saying for ages that I want to start recording more video. And I think it's not alone in saying that video scares a lot of people. And this could be for a number of factors which we'll go into at a later time. But for me, I just didn't know if I would have enough time to do it. I knew I had enough content, because I've got content coming out of my ears to say. But I didn't know if actually I would have enough time and consistency. I think that was a big thing for me, consistency, to share these ideas with people. So I set myself a challenge of doing a video per day for 10 days. Now, I did this in a shared closed group on Facebook. So I put it out there. And all I said to people was, do you know what, for the next 10 days, I'm going to do it and I'm going to post it in this group. It's a group of people which I know a little bit, but I don't know that well. So it was a bit of a risk, but by putting myself out there, I told people that I was going to do it. So you know anything by now. When I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Now, for the first time, it was a bit weird, but it was easy. I thought to myself, every video I'm going to do, I'll do for between 60 seconds and 90 seconds, so quite short. And I first of all made a plan about what I was going to say. Now, this plan went completely out of the window because I pretty much forgot about it, but it gave me a template and gave me content to work with. And I know that the more video you do, the more engagement people are going to get in you, you're going to get, and also that means that the know-like-trust process is going to be accelerated. So, the first one that I did, I posted it, brilliant, and I did it just for that group. Second day, I thought, do you know what, I'll do a generic video, I'll share it on Twitter and YouTube, because I've got a YouTube channel, I'll place it on there. And I continually did that, and I made sure I did that, and it was quite surprising that after the fourth or fifth day, it started to become something that I had to do it, because I was going to do the 10-day challenge. And it suddenly took on a life of its own, and I was at a weekend festival in Leamington, and one of the owners of the restaurants actually recognised me from one of my videos. Now, since then, he's become a customer. So that video actually directly contributed to my sales. And all I did was post a video of 60 to 90 seconds walking down Ilsden in Coventry, talking about consistency on social media, I think, but it was just so easy to do. It was. So what I want people to do, and I'll go on to this in a little bit, is do your own video challenge. Because I learned the next five following lessons from doing it. And trust me, you can do the same. So lesson number one, you can always find time to do one. Because it's only 60 to 90 seconds. You can do it in the car. You can do it while walking. It's easy. And the more you do, the easier they get. After the 10th day, I carried on for 14, 15 days, and it was easy. It's good, you get into the habit of doing it. And point number three, people recognise you from the videos you do, and they come and say hello. Didn't just happen once, it happened actually quite a few times during it. Now, what you could also do, point number four, is you can plan the video, and if you don't like it, you don't have to post it. You can delete it and start again. But I can guarantee you, the second time you do it, you're going to be better than the first time. And as I said before, you can do them anywhere. So that's point number five. And that is great. The most successful ones I did was walking down the road while walking the dog. I did them in the car. I did them at home. I did them at location at networking events. You can pretty much do them anywhere. And over the next couple of weeks, I'll talk to you more about video. And video will become a stronger part of this podcast. So you can hear a little bit more about what I do, the hints and tips, and also how you can promote it afterwards. But I have got a challenge for you. So over the next 10 days, I would love you to start and take up my video challenge. It's on Twitter as hashtag my video challenge. And all you need to do is start posting a video per day. The rules are you can start in 10 days at any time, but it's got to be 10 consecutive days. The videos have to be uploaded onto Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or YouTube. You must include a hashtag MyVideoChallenge in your description. All your videos must be posted within a 14-day period to give you a few days leeway, and only a maximum of one video to be uploaded per day. Now, if you're ready and you complete the challenge, you will get access to my Grow Marketing subscription for 1 month. Now, you can see loads of really cool stuff in there, and you can check out my website and the latest news to find out more about the Grow Marketing subscription. But it's worth over £250, and I'm going to give this away free for anyone who completes the 10-day challenge, because you put the commitment in to do it, and I want to repay that, and I want to make sure that I'm giving you good value, good content, and helping you with your business. So there's a number of blogs to help you with on my website, so you can check out Why Should You Bother With Video on Social Media, 9 Tips for Making Sure Your Facebook Live is Fantastic, and 7 Ideas for Video and Live Streaming, plus there's loads of other tips on there. So please, if you want to start something and change your business, check out the 10-day challenge. It's easier than you think, you can do it anywhere, and it works. Radio Warwickshire. Now, every week I give top 5 tips about a particular subject. Now, last week it was Facebook. Today it's going to be Twitter. So, with Twitter, I've got I love Twitter. Without Twitter, I wouldn't have started Leamington Hour. And without Twitter, I wouldn't have started training people on social media. I wouldn't have this podcast, I wouldn't have a radio show, and I wouldn't be able to do this all the time and help loads and loads of people. So Twitter has physically changed my life. Without it, I wouldn't be doing this. So for me, when I hear people say that Twitter don't work, it's not that it's not working, it's just they're not using it in the correct way. So these are my top 5 tips, and I'm going to be talking more about Twitter later on, about how you can start to get most out of Twitter. So number one is make sure you fill out all your profile and make sure all the links work. Now this should be a given, but it's often overlooked, because what happens on Twitter, if someone sees a tweet on their timeline and they really like it, they can click on your profile picture next to it and they can find out more information about you. That click on the profile picture will take them straight to your profile page. Now, if your profile page isn't complete, or you have poor images, or the links don't work, or the bio's not completed, then what's that going to say about you? and your business, it's not going to give them a good first impression. And that's what you want. You want to make it easy for your customer to buy, and you want to give them all the information pretty much straight away so they can go away and buy something. Now, if your profile isn't filled out, if your links aren't working, if you've got poor images on there, if the images don't relate to your product, it's not going to work. So please make sure that all your profile is filled out, make sure all the links work, and make sure all the actual pictures are really, really good images, good quality, professional, that relates to your business, but make sure that it's all filled out. Now, top tip number two is Twitter moves really quickly compared to other social media platforms. So what you need to make sure is that you're repeating your messages probably every couple of weeks because your people might miss them, but also you need to post at least 5 times a day. Now, that might seem a lot, but if you think about it and you go onto Twitter probably a couple of times a day, not even that, maybe once a day, if you post at 7 o'clock and your target audience aren't going to be on for another couple of hours potentially, or they'll dip it in and out during the day, they might miss your first post. So you need to make sure that you're posting different messages at different times of the day. But make sure that these are consistent and they match who you want to target. So if you're targeting, let's say, mums in the playground or mums in general, you wouldn't be posting about 8 o'clock. You'd be posting about 7 o'clock when they wake up or 6 o'clock when they wake up. You'll be posting about 3 o'clock at school run, and you'll probably be posting after 9 o'clock when they've put the kids to bed. So that's what you need to look at. You need to look at your customers and target your posting to them. So tip number two, you should post 3 to 5 times per day. Now, if you look at your Twitter timeline, it's going to be packed full of loads of different people depending on how many people you follow. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that your information pops out. Now, you can do that by using a mix of text, pictures, GIFs, videos in your post. Now, what I mean by that is if you've just put text post after text post after text post all down your feed, what you're going to find is that that text is going to be swallowed up by someone else's text, or going to be sandwiched in between two pictures or videos or GIFs. And pictures, videos and GIFs take up more of your mind's attention, which means that you pay more attention to them. You look at them for longer and you ignore the text. So the pictures, the GIFs, the videos hook you in, and then you can tell them what you want to say actually using a text. So using a mixture of text, pictures, GIFs and videos in your post means that your content's more eye-catching and people can engage with them more. And it's dead simple to do. If you put a website link into the text, it will create, most of the time, a hyperlink to where you want to do it. Now, a hyperlink is in this place, in the place where a picture or video or GIF would be. And that's a dead easy way of creating more interest in it. Now, if nobody knows what a GIF is, just want to explain, it's only a little short kind of mini video, basically probably 2 to 4 seconds long, which just repeats. But it's really eye-catching and it's really good for engaging as well. So point number three on Twitter, use a mixture of text, pictures, GIFs and videos in your posts. Now, tip number four is a bit of a kind of controversial one, but I'm going to put it in there anyway. This is hashtags. This is talking about hashtags. Now, for people who don't know what hashtags are, these are searchable, which means that people can click on the hashtag and they can see other people talking about that same topic or hashtag. For instance, if you want to know what's happening on The Apprentice, BBC One TV show, you can put in, you can search hashtag The Apprentice and you will be able to see what people are saying about it. But also, if you put hashtag Apprentice into your tweet, other people who don't follow you but follow that timeline will be able to see it as well. So it's really good for a couple of things. And those couple of things are building your audience. They're good for talking to people who have got same interests as you by using the hashtag. And also, using networking hours, which I'll go into in a bit, you can massively change your business and increase your awareness and profile in a certain area. Now, you've got to be careful about using hashtags. And now, the controversial bit I'm going to say is only use 3 hashtags per post. Now, any more looks quite tacky. The hashtags will come up as a blue kind of text instead of a black text on the screen. So what you don't want to do is just have a sea of blue with loads of different hashtags. It takes up too much space, it's distracting, and actually you're going to stop people from actually looking at your main message that you put out. So only use 3 hashtags in per post. Now, the next part, so the point number 4, let's make sure I've only got 4, so let's just repeat them. So point number 1, fill out your profile, make sure all your links work. Point number 2, post 3 to 5 times per day. Point number 3, use a mix of text, pictures, GIFs and videos in your post. Point number 4, only use 3 hashtags per post. And point number 5, I'm going to throw it out there, don't use Twitter as a secondary platform. Now I see more and more often, and this drives me up the wall, people posting from Facebook, and then using that content and putting it straight onto Twitter by linking the 2 accounts. And the same with Instagram. Now what this does is this means that Twitter will then on Twitter you will see the first maybe line or two of the actual kind of post, and then it will create a link to Facebook, or on Instagram it will give you the headline and then it will give you a link to the Instagram feed. Now none of these really work for the algorithm on Twitter, and every platform wants you to be putting content on which is native to that. Now what I mean by that is if you put a post on Twitter, so you put a picture on Twitter, so upload it to Twitter, you can also then upload it onto Facebook and upload it into Instagram, but do it 3 different times, 3 separate times, rather than linking all the accounts. More people are going to see your post by putting native content onto platforms, and it looks better, so people are going to be more engaged with it. So please don't link your Facebook to your Twitter, don't link Instagram to Facebook, don't link Instagram to Twitter. Post native and you'll get more results. So that's my top 5 tips for Twitter. Hope you enjoy these, and next week my top 5 tips will be coming all about LinkedIn. Radio Warwickshire. Now at this point during the show, I just want to give a big shout out to some of my fellow presenters at Radio Warwickshire. Now please, please, please check out all of the shows that we have on Radio Warwickshire. All you need to do is go to radiowarwickshire.com and you will be able to see a full listing of the shows. We have a show to match every kind of interest you have. We have SEO shows, we have business shows, we have country shows, we have Ibiza shows, we have the Havana Cafes, which talk about deep and philosophical stuff, which blows my mind, but it is absolutely cracking content. We have different types of talk shows. The easiest way I can say is at 10 o'clock every weekday, there's a business show. That's starting at 6 o'clock every evening. You will be able to hear some really good quality music from country to 80s to synth to just general pop, indie. There's so much choice out there. But check it out. One thing that's really cool at the moment for Radio Warwickshire, which is something that I'm really interested in, is we're building a little community on there. It won't be a little community for long because we're talking about it a hell of a lot. But this is where you can talk to fellow people who love music, business shows, talk shows, SEO, social media on the Radio website, Radio Warwickshire website. So check out the website. Come and have a look at who's talking about what. And let's join in the conversation. But it's going to be really good fun and I'd love to see you there. Radio Warwickshire. Now, in the last 5 minutes, I'm going to touch really briefly upon networking hours on Twitter and also then give you an opportunity to get involved with the show going forward. So, first of all, what are networking hours? Now, this is what changed my life, because in July 2014, I set up Leamington Hour. Now, most towns, cities, interest will have a particular hashtag dedicated to it. And there's what we call networking hours or hashtag hours on Twitter, where people get together once a week and talk about their local town, place, interest with other people. It's dead simple. Think about it like a networking event that you go to, but it's online at the same time each week. Now, this is the clever thing about it, is that on Twitter, they use the hashtag to link it up. So if you type in hashtag Leamington Hour into Twitter, that's going to be, you'll be able to see all the top tweets that people have done based on interaction. You'll be able to see all the latest tweets, and then you'll see other stuff as well. But the latest tweets will show it in chronological order, and people can use that to talk to other people. It's dead quick and easy. Leamington Hour is always on at Wednesday, on a 4 till 5 o'clock on a Wednesday, and it's open to anyone to join. So I would urge you, please check it out. I'm just going to quickly go through a few things to do on an hour, and if I've got time, I'll do a few things not to do. But five things to do really quickly on a networking hour. You can find out if your interest or location has a hashtag hour. And then if you want to join in, make sure you know when it is. There are different apps that will tell you when the nearest ones are, so check those out. When you go on, say hello to the host and use the hashtag in every tweet. Then, just like you would do in a networking event, just talk to people. All you need to do is say hello, how are you doing, and start that conversation. It's exactly the same as you would do in a face-to-face networking event. But again, please include the hashtag Leamington Hour if you're mine, or their hashtag, and then just keep on talking. Once you like someone's content or you like them, then you can favorite their content and retweet any main messages that you like, and then carry on talking to people. The magic is going to happen when you talk to people, not when you send a selling post out, or not when you retweet or favorite them. So please value that conversation more than anything else. Now, quick things to not do on a networking hour. Please don't just sell to people and send buy my stuff tweets out. Please don't automate every tweet and don't engage with people. It doesn't work. It's the same as literally going into a networking meeting and shouting out your main key selling message and walking back out. Just doesn't work. Don't go just once and never go again. You need to invest time, talk to everyone on the hour, and keep on doing it for over a course of a few weeks and a month. And please, don't dismiss them on the first go. I can honestly say these have changed my life. So you need to believe in this, and you need to take the time in doing it. It's just another tool in the arsenal, but it can be a very, very, very powerful tool, and something that can help you gain more awareness, more profile in your local area, just by using this one particular tool. Next week I'll talk all about it more, because we are slowly running out of time, which is absolutely crazy. But that is the show all finished. So today we have covered top five things to do on Twitter. We have covered the questions and answers from Facebook about how you measure your social media success. And we've also spoke about how to use a networking hour, giving you five things to do and five things not to do. Now, I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you want to find out more, please check out leamingtonhour.co.uk for more information. I release two blogs every week that you can have a look at, which gives you hints and tips about social media and marketing. And if you are free on Wednesday 11th, come down to the workshop to check that out. Have a great week, everyone, and take care.
Like us at Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Radio Warwickshire.